If you're a researcher, you'll have to publish inconsequential articles in prestigious publications so that others say hello to you once in a while when you run into them at conferences. If you run a public corporation, things were great for you before you had shareholders, when you and your partners were the sole owners, along with savvy venture capitalists who understood uneven results and the lumpy nature of economic life. But now you have a slow-thinking 30-year-old security analyst at a downtown Manhattan firm who judges your results and reads too much into them. He likes routine rewards, and the last thing you can deliver are routine rewards. Many people labor in life under the impression that they're doing something right, yet they may not show solid results for a long time. They need a capacity for continuously adjourned gratification to survive a steady diet of pure cruelty without becoming demoralized. They look like idiots to their cousins. They look like idiots to their peers. They need courage to continue. No confirmation comes to them, no validation, no fawning students, no Nobel, no Schnobel. How was your year? Brings them a small but containable spasm of pain deep inside, since almost all of their years will seem wasted to someone looking at their life from the outside. Then bang, the lumpy event comes that brings the grand vindication. Or it may never come. Believe me, it's tough to deal with the social consequences of the appearance of continuous failure. We're social animals. Hell is other people.